Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome aboard. My name is Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I'll be your host for this Intuition and Spirituality series. Now, today we are talking about ask, receive, and action, right? And it's an intuitive example. Now, I've talked about asking and receiving and actioning of these basic, very, very basic steps before. I've talked about it quite a few times, actually, and mainly because we forget to do it. I know I do. I know there's times there where you get so wrapped up in your world and so wrapped up in what's happening and what's going on that we forget to actually ask for help, and we forget to actually acknowledge receiving it. Or when we ask for help, we're more open to receiving it. When we're receiving this information without asking, you don't understand it. You don't take it on board the same way. So to ask means you're open to receiving, a lot more open to receiving. So this is a bit of an example of a bit of an aha moment for me. And I just thought I could share it with you so maybe you get an understanding yourself as well and look out for it or even start asking. So I'll give you a little bit about the background first. Now, I was going up to do some my babysitting duties for my daughter and her little, she'll be two this month, 2-year-old. So I was going up there, and I've been going up there sort of once a month just to give her mother-in-law a bit of a break. And so I'll do the weekend with my little daughter, my little granddaughter. Now, I have come from a 20-year emotionally abusive relationship. For 10 of those years, I think it was 10, yeah, 10 of those years, we lived in a little seaside village. Now, where my daughter lives is at the same seaside village. So the first couple of times I went up there, everything was okay. And then I started getting a little bit down every time I came back. And I must admit, I was always on edge while I was there. There was a lot of the generation that was there when I was there, when I lived there, and I was there for 8 years. 8 years. Yeah, I was there. No, 10 years, whatever it was. I can't even remember. But when we were there, there was a lot of the other residents that were there, and there was a few challenges I had. Obviously, they knew me when I was back then, as a young mother of three, and they were quite open to, how can I put it, expressing their opinions. So, yeah, it was a little bit challenging. It was a very tough time for me. I was two states away from my own family. I'd had three children in 3 years. And I didn't feel like I had any support where I was. My narcissistic husband had full reign, and there was nothing I could do. In those days, there wasn't even child support or anything like that. So there was no way I could support myself. So living in these situations, I made the most of what I could do. Now, there was a lot of that impacted on my self-worth. My self-worth hit an all-time low. I am crawling out of that, but like everything else, it takes time, and you feel like you're going okay, and then something else happens and you sort of go, oh, wow, and you really are not aware of the triggers that you know, the buttons that trigger this off. And there'd be times there when I'd be, something would be going on and it'll just trigger this self-worth, I'm not good enough, even times there when I jump on the podcast, you do the podcast, and I go, oh, it's not good enough. You're playing with these emotions all the time. So I've gone up there a few times, and as I've driven home, left after a few days up there and had a great time, but I've left home and it's a three and a half hour drive. So I have plenty of time on my own to, reflect on what was going on. And I'd start getting really teary and quite upset. Now, usually I'd get through it. I would allow it to sit in that emotion and allow it to go through. And by the time I got home, I wasn't too bad. But as the time went along, I started to take a bit longer to recover, and the self-worth issues were getting harder and harder to recover. The last time I went up, which was over the Christmas period in 2020, so just the recent one gone past, I say that, but you could be listening to this anytime. So, but anyway, 2020, and we all know what 2020 was like, but I've gone up there and had a great time up there and then headed home. And honestly, for about a week later, I was at this such a flat level. If it went any longer, I would have gone, okay, you need to go and get something done about it, because I would have thought I was going through a depression. And it did feel like a slight depression, but I was depressed, but I didn't have depression. So I had these sort of issues, and it was over the new year and things like that. And I just felt so awful, just so flat and so down. And I knew it was all to do with my self-worth. I was ready to chuck in Intuitive Nature, chuck in the podcast. I was ready to chuck in the whole lot, actually. I really didn't feel that I was good enough to do it, didn't feel I was good enough to do anything. So I went through a real, real tough stage there, and my partner really felt it too, because I'm usually quite bubbly and quite happy-go-lucky. So to go through that sort of a situation, it's very challenging. It really is tough. And so the other thing I haven't mentioned, that my daughter's house is directly opposite, the house she bought is directly opposite the old house we used to own, the house we lived in there. So not only am I there looking after and trying to be this, here I am now, I'm a grandma and I'm loving it all and have a little granddaughter there. She's my eighth grandchild, actually. So, you know, loving all life. And then looking across the road, and there's that old me, the old how I used to be, and it's really confronting. It's really right in your face, and you sort of think, what do I do? And then you meet people that only know you from the old you, and they bring back that crap, you know. And you sort of think, hang on, I've grown past that. Can't you see who I am? But of course, straight away it goes to me, my self-worth, because I'm not somebody who would put that onto somebody. I am a person who will reflect on that and will go in and go, well, what part of this? Because a relationship takes two people. What part of it is my doing? What part of it can I control? What part of it can I do something with? So I always go that way. So that was the situation. That's the background. Now, this last trip up, I started heading up there, and my partner had said before I left, just what's going to happen? Like, how's it going to be when you get back? And I'm like, well, you know what? I know that it's knocking me around, but I am not going to let this beat me. I am not going to stop seeing my granddaughter and my daughter and my son-in-law because of that situation, because of the past. I'm going to fight this. I'm going to get through this. And I know it's all about my self-worth. So I'm driving there. This was last week. What was it? Friday? No, Saturday. It was Saturday. So I was driving there on a Saturday afternoon. Usually I go on a Friday, but this was a Saturday afternoon because it was a long weekend and I was going to be there till Tuesday. So I'm driving along, and as I'm going along, I'll probably be about 2 hours into the drive, I started getting the feeling. You know, like I've got past Brisbane and I'm heading north, and it's like I started getting the feeling, and it's like, oh no. I mean, I'm getting it before I even get there now. Before it was when I got, at least when I was leaving, I was starting to get these emotions, not a dread, because I was looking forward to seeing my daughter, but I don't know, these horrible feelings coming up, and I'm driving, so I can't get too involved in it, but the tears were welling up and everything was coming through, and I went, okay, I need to beat this. I need to be on top of this. It's okay to feel like that. It's fine, but I don't want to feel like that. I want to look at it in a different manner. So this is where I go, ask, receive, and action. All this time I've been dealing with this, I haven't asked. So I'm driving along and I'm feeling down, getting teary. I don't think the songs on the radio helped either, but, you know, you can only sing along for so much and then you sort of go, it just starts to take effect. So I didn't ask. I didn't ask about my self-worth. I yelled it out because I have been dealing with this for such a long time. I've had enough. And I yelled out, like, what is it I've got to do? What is it that needs to be done? What am I looking at? What is it all about? You know, it was just over and over and over. And I just kept on repeating, how can I improve myself? What is it all about? Why do I trigger? What's triggering me? Why do I go in that way? And I'm just blah, 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 blah. I think I probably went on that for a little while, probably a good half an hour as I'm driving. Mm-mm. So it was all about asking, and again, asking doesn't have to be polite. It can be but it's all about making sure we do it, because when we do it, we become open. When I went through all that, I became open. It allowed me to receive. Now, I didn't receive there and then. I decided that it's still a good drive to go, so I cranked up the radio, found another station that wasn't so morbid, and started singing, to the top of my voice. Now, I'm not going to give you that example, because you'll probably turn off and run away. I am definitely not a singer. But that's what I did, and that's how I got through it. It was like, okay, I've asked. I'm not sitting there waiting for a response. It'll come to me when I need to, and I know that when I ask, I'm more aware of what's going on around me. So I arrived at my daughter's place, unpacked my bags and everything else, and we ended up chatting in the afternoon or the evening, and I was telling her about it because she sees a lot of spirits, so she's very open to that stuff. And I was telling her about it, and I said to her, I've had a couple of really rough trots. The last time I came up, this is what happened. And of course she went, oh God, I hope it's not us. And I said, no, darling, it's not. This is all about my self-worth. This is all about me. And this is what I'm going to get through and I'm going to sort out. And I don't know how it happened, but we started talking about my business, Intuitive Nature, right? Now, as I've explained to you before, this is my side hustle. I don't have the time to put 100% into it, but because it's a passion, I love doing it, I allow a lot of time to be able to do it. So when people sort of say things about the business, you should do this and you should do that, I start getting, especially with the word should, because should's not a good word. It makes somebody wrong. When somebody says should, somebody's wrong. Anyway, when they say that, I start to get a little bit, again, my self-worth kicks in. It's one of those areas. It's like, well, I'm not good enough. This is not good enough. You know, I need to do it better. Or how can I do it better? But on a limited time, limited budget, limited this, limited that. So she started talking about the business and she said, Mum, it's fine. You're being authentic. You're being you. Your business is fine. It's probably just your branding and your marketing that you need to look at. And as soon as she said it, it was like that aha moment, that was being open to receiving information. Now, I received it from her and she said, look, let's have a look at that. And so, we went on with that. And because I went, normally I would have gone, oh, no, I don't need to do that because it's not, rah, rah, rah. But this time I went, no, you know what? To put some money into branding and marketing, it wasn't about branding and marketing. It's not about selling stuff. It's not about that side of it. What it actually is about, for me, It's about investing in me. Intuitive nature is me. This I have developed this and grown this for so long because I want to share this information with others. So it's all about me. And I know that sounds really terrible, but it is. It's all about me. So to put some money into branding and marketing meant I was putting it into me. Now, how do you think my self-worth felt? All of a sudden, instead of paying someone and doing this and giving this and doing that, all of a sudden I started giving in that split second, I started giving to me. I accepted the fact that I want to pay to have my branding done, my logo done, and some marketing done. I've accepted that fact. And in accepting that, it's like I'm giving to me. And it was such a lovely feeling. That's when I knew that was the intuition. That's when I was receiving that information. So then I've asked, well, yelled it out in the car while I was singing. I've received it via my daughter because I got that feeling and I knew that's what it was all about. Now I had to action it. So I went, okay, I'm ready to action this. What do we need to do? And she'd been following a few marketing agencies and different places like that. And she suggested one, and it was in Sydney. So jumped on the website, sent a little, you know, quote type thing, and I went, okay, that's it. So I have to admit, I probably had my best night's sleep up there that I've had for a long time, because all of a sudden it was like my self-worth had gone from here to here. You know, we're all here where it should be. So that was really lovely. Now, I went home that, did I get the information then? No, yes, I'd gone home by the time the email returned, because I did that on a Sunday and Monday wasn't a public holiday, but Tuesday was, and a lot of people took Monday off. So I didn't get the information till Wednesday when I'd got back home. And I'd said to her that, okay, is this a little bit, we know it was a higher tiered marketing agency, but it was a test. And we, you know, it was a test really for me to make sure I'm going to go through with this, you know, really give myself worth what it needs. So I received this information back. Now, the quote was between $15,000 and $30,000, which is a little bit over my budget. Actually, a lot over my budget. especially when this is my side hustle, so I'm not really making any money on it. So it would take a lot of books to sell or a lot of courses to sell to get that money back, that type of money back. So that wasn't quite where I wanted to go. So I wrote back and thanked them very much and just wondered if they had somebody that was, you know, a little bit or they knew of anybody that was more suitable for my price bracket. Anyway, they didn't, but what had happened, they gave me some suggestions, but yeah, they didn't really know any. So what had happened was then I started to question myself again. I started to question my self-worth. I started to question whether I should pay that sort of money. Is that what I deserve? And it didn't sit right. That didn't sit right with me. I had sort of had an amount sort of set in my head that I was prepared to go to, and it certainly wasn't that high. That was really like, that's selling the sheep station really, and I don't have a sheep station to sell. So sorry, that's an Australian sort of slang, sorry. Anyway, so what had happened was I was questioning myself, and I was here at my computer doing some work and everything else, and I've got my Oracle cards just down there, they're on the floor. Now, I got them all out. They're all in little bags and, you know, I've got them all wrapped up and everything else. I got them all out because I am going to do a Oracle course and how to read Oracle cards course. So it's just a little video course. So I'm going to, you know, lay them out on here and video down and show you how to do, you know, Oracle card readings. I've got a few ones there to do. So I want to do a little course, that a freebie that anyone can do, and then I want to do a more of a paid course that is the freebie sort of elongated, like extended, so you've got a lot more detail. It's a bit like these videos, you know, they go for 30-odd minutes. I can, some of them I've got as blog, but they're just a little short blog. So same sort of principle, a little short blog, a little short course for free, and then the bigger one that gives you a lot more in it and you could see the difference. So I had all my cards out. Now, I don't do a lot of card reading anymore. I get the information. I don't need to, but card reading is like ask, receive, and action. So with a card reading, you're shuffling a deck and you're asking. You're sort of going, oh, what am I going to do with this? What'll I do with that? You know, blah, blah. You also have a certain spreads that you might use, and that's another way of asking. It's a type of spread. So you're getting it clearer in your head. And then, of course, you're throwing down the cards or placing them nicely, and then you will do your reading. So that's putting down the cards is the receiving the messages, how you're going to receive it, what you're going to bring on, and then actioning it if you want to do any action to it, if there's something there you want to do. Now, again, I haven't been doing any readings. I don't tend to use the cards very much, mainly because every time I do one, I get the same messages because I already am aware of what I need to do. So I don't necessarily need the cards. But every now and then, it's nice to have the cards as a, I don't know, just confirmation, you know. But I hadn't used them for a long time. I walked past them. I'd gone to get a cuppa, came back, walked past them, and I had this overwhelming feeling of doing a spread. Overwhelming. And usually, but what people say is it's the cards calling you. And that's what it felt like. But I knew it was my intuition saying, pick them up. Now, again, I just started questioning myself about whether I should continue with looking at branding and marketing and the money and everything else. And I get this really, really strong urge to pick up the cards. Now, I probably got 10, 15 sets of cards. Yeah, okay, I'll get carried away. But I've sort of looked down on them and gone, well, which deck? And there was one at the top, and most of my decks are like this. They're wrapped up. I have cloths, or in this case, this is like a brand new tea towel. I just liked the tea towel. But I always wrap my cards up. Sometimes I have a crystal in with it, but I always wrap the cards, and I don't know why. I do know why. I wrap them up because I like to use what I wrap them up in. I like to lay it down and put the cards on it. I don't like putting my cards on a hard table or a hard board. I always put them on cloth, and I have no idea why, but that's what I do. When I first started getting cards, I used to make up just a square, like a tea towel size spreadsheet for the spreadsheets or for the spreads. And I always made little bags to go with them. So I wrapped the cards up in the sheet, the little, you know, piece of cloth, and then popped them in the little drawstring bag. So I've always done that. I know it's crazy, but I do. Now, as you can see, I have got them wrapped up in a tea towel, in this special tea towel. Now, I don't know what deck it is. I have no idea. I've got 10, 15 decks. I have no idea what it is. And this one's a general size of a card deck. It's not like one of the bigger sizes I've got. So I went, okay, that's it. So I've opened up this deck and I've gone, well, I don't even know what spread to put out. I have no idea. And I just sort of went, I'll just give them a shuffle. And I got three cards. So I just did a regular three-card spread. Now, three-card spread to me tends to be more like past, present, future, but it doesn't have to be that way. It was just a three card spread. And remember, when you've got a deck of this one's got 44. Oh, it was the Mermaids and Dolphins deck. So from Doreen Virtue, who no longer does cards. When you think about it, when you think about having a situation or an issue that you're stuck on, and you get this strong calling to go and look at a card, a deck of cards, you have no idea what deck of cards to look at, so you just pick any deck. The deck you happen to pick, and you don't know what spread, so you pick any spread. And the spread you happen to pick just all lines up. It's when synchronicity, your intuition, it's just amazing. And this is the biggest thing. This is what happened. So my three card spread Well, the first one was consultant expert. All right, so here's me saying, I don't really know whether I should do this or not. I really don't know if I'm good enough. My self-worth is pretty low. I'm not very good. Consultant expert was the first one. Now, how many decks of cards have consultant expert in? You know, like, it's just so random. I love it. So it says, more information is needed. Contact someone with expertise in this area. So I had contacted one agency. I had judged myself on that one agency and started going downhill. My self-worth went straight down. So the first card was consultant expert. Like I said, how many times do they do that? So my thoughts were, okay, I need to look at some other marketing agencies. The next card was worthiness. Now, anyway, know that you deserve to receive good in all ways. So I'm asking about it because of my self-worth, and it's saying worthiness. And then just to finish and really, really blow me away, because again, I'm going, well, should I go and get some more ideas? Should I still go ahead with branding and marketing? And then I get this one. Yes. It says, your intuition is correct. Take action accordingly. Now, if that's not a slap in the face, nothing is. I cannot believe that I got those three cards. If I had gone through the deck and tried to pick them out myself, I wouldn't have been able to. But I got those three cards. And I'm in awe of how our intuition works, how things come together and the way they come together. It still blows me away. It's such an incredible thing to happen. So after I received what I needed to receive, and so straight away I've jumped on and checked out some more creative agencies, marketing and branding agencies, and I've actually signed up with one. So there's going to be some new things happening around here. I'm going to get my message right. I'm going to do all the right things as far as the business goes. And I just want to be able to get this understanding out to the rest of the world, how important it is to I'm getting all emotional. How important it is to trust our intuition. How important it is to follow us, our gut, not other people's, not other ideas, but what we feel, what we're experiencing. Sorry. So the three things we need to remember: ask. Don't be afraid to ask. If you have to scream it out while you're in the car, scream it out. If you have to yell it, yell it. If you have to sit by and quietly meditate over it, do it that way. Do it whatever way it is. But remember to ask. If you're having trouble, ask. It's not hard to, oh, my God. This is why I don't do videos, because look how ugly I look when I cry. Yuck. Oh, no, not really. Just ask. That's one of the major things that we forget to do. We forget to ask. And when we don't ask, you're still going to get information. You're still going to get intuitive information coming through. But when you ask, you're more open to it. You're more aware of it. It's little crazy things like for me to go and pick up that deck of cards and do a spread. Like I said, I haven't touched my cards for ages, ages and ages. So to do that, that feeling had to be really strong, but I had to be open to that feeling. I had to be aware of it. And if I didn't ask, I wasn't going to be aware of it. It's same with, say you're stuck with money. Ask. You don't have to ask for money. It's not about asking for money. It's asking about feeling good, helping with finances so I can do a holiday. It's about that emotional aspect to it. Once that emotion's attached to it, like my self-worth was, it comes stronger. It comes through stronger and stronger and stronger. If you put it out there, it'll come through. So ask, and then you're open to receiving. And once you receive, you can receive it in so many different ways, through feelings, through thoughts, through other people's words. You know how somebody says something and you sort of go, oh, why didn't I think of that before? You know, you get all this information through. And then finally, action it. Now, you don't have to always action it. That's a choice. And how we action it is very, very different. So actioning it could just be verbalizing it. Actioning it could be looking for something like I did with the marketing agencies, just going through and starting to Google what I could find and what was available and having a look at them and going, okay, I like that style. I don't like this style. I don't like their attitude. You know, that sort of thing. I'm actioning it. So it goes along further. Now, we've got the meeting where we'll start looking at the branding next week. Now, I've started to get some questions ahead so I can ask. I mean, I'm not going to get my answers unless I ask them what it is I want or what it is I need or what I'm looking at. So you've got to be mindful that we need to ask. And it's so important, and then that helps us then to receive and to action. So that was sort of it for today. This was a little bit of a strange podcast because I didn't write anything out. There was no structure to follow. I haven't got any tidbits for you apart from asking, but I would love to hear if you've got any, you know, if you've experienced anything like that yourself, because again, I still think about that deck and it just blows me away. It really does. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing intuitive readings. I started in my 20s. So, and I turned 60 very soon. So I've been doing it for a long time and it still blows me away. I mean, there's some readings there, you sort of go, yeah, whatever. You try and make something of it. But when you see something like that, it's so in your face. Like, I know I've done a couple where I've shuffled the deck and I've gone, I want a yes, no answer. I don't want this wooshy washy crap. I want a yes, no answer. I'm shuffling. What is it? You know, rah, rah, rah. And I can't remember what it was. But there's only one yes card in this deck and one no card. Everything else you can understand, a yes or a no, if it's not clear. But I got a yes, and it was like, holy dooly. Well, let's action that now. So, yeah. So that's me for today. I am Susan Jane, the intuitist. If you would like to connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, whatever it is, you know, I'm on most of that sort of stuff because you're supposed to. I know what I want to tell you. Emotional Masteries Facebook group, if you want to join in on that. Why I'm putting forward Emotional Mastery is because, and I haven't done a lot on it. I have to be honest, I haven't done a lot on it, but it's going to be my go-to group. So when I start dropping down my job, and I start doing my passion more, and I can put more days into this, I want to start doing lives and things like that on there. So I want to interact with you a lot more. I haven't been able to yet. My time is a little bit limited at the moment, especially with my babysitting duties. So, but that's why I'm saying, you know, join on there, because that's where we can start. And if you want to practice doing readings or anything like that, jump on there and we can do it together. I'd love to. It'd be great fun. We might not be able to sync straight away, but if you do it and pop it on there or ask a question on there, I'll get to it. I will get to it eventually. And, yeah, it'll be good. It'll be fun. All right. Thank you for watching or thank you for listening. I hope you have a great day today. Or if it's an evening, I hope you have a great evening. I'm Susan Jane, the intuitist. We all know that we are all naturally intuitive. It's part of human nature. It's our intuitive nature. I'm Susan Jane. I will say bye for now because I think I've just blabbered on. Hang on. And I will say, where's my ending video? Bye for now.